Hi, and welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. States across the country are hosting their annual Special Olympics Summer Games, and New Jersey's opening ceremonies begin tonight. Jose Rodriguez joined the New Jersey Special Olympics back in 2003 when he was 13. The Special Olympics is for people with intellectual disabilities, and Jose has trouble learning, mostly with reading and writing. Here, Jose talks with his former coach, Charles Zielinski, about what his life was like before he found the games.
I got into the street life at the age of 8. If there was a fight, I was there. There was no turning anything down. I didn't care if he was bigger than me. I fought just about anybody. But my little brother got sick when he was 4 of encephalitis. I sort of helped my mom with him around the house, feeding him and stretching him. After he passed away, that's when I realized, you know, my mom can't really handle another son passing away. So I basically turned my life around. I started playing basketball, and opportunities just opened up for me.
Yes, and in 2006, New Jersey Special Olympics was going to the National Games, and you were one of 10 athletes picked from the entire state. At that competition, we took 4th, but we had a second chance to go back in 2010. Do you remember at halftime we were losing by 8?
Yeah, I gathered the team up, and I was like, look, I didn't come here to lose. If you're ready to win, let's win this. And they all shook their head, yes, all right, we're ready to win now.
I think that if you hadn't gone through a lot of things you did in your past, you probably wouldn't have been ready to take charge like that. When you think back to that week in Nebraska, what do you take away from it, other than the gold medal?
One of the players, Sean, I kept throwing him the ball. He kept trying. I was trying so hard to get him a basket. There's, what, 3 seconds left? I got it right to him, a three-pointer. I look at him, I look at his family, and best feeling of my life right there. That's what I take away. So I'm going to ask you, in 20 years, what will you remember the most about me?
I think I'll remember most the way in which you care about people. And the players that aren't as talented on our team, they're as important to you as the best player on the team. You don't just put words out there. You show them. And you do it in a very kind way.
Charles Zielinski and Jose Rodriguez in Trenton, New Jersey. Jose is now a Special Olympics coach and will be coaching games this weekend. To see a photo of Jose with his former teammates, go to StoryCorps.org. Next up, more basketball. We'll hear about one boy's journey from Brooklyn to the NBA, but not as a player. Murat Kogut is an NBA referee. He spoke with his father, Leon, an immigrant from Ukraine who owns a barbershop in Brooklyn. And they tell us how Murat had his career in mind from a very early age.
Most kids grow up dreaming that they could hit the game-winning shot of a championship game. But I was the one that said, I want to be the referee that blows the whistle and says the basket was successful. It was weird.
When he told me, someday you're going to be an NBA referee, I said, yeah, of course.
You were always supportive, no matter what I said. If I told him I wanted to be a ballet dancer, he would say, oh, good. But Mom was totally against it.
She wants to see you as a doctor, as a lawyer, you know.
Her main concern was to marry me off. Who's going to take a guy like that? Who's going to be a referee? What kind of a job is that?
I always remember when you ask me, how many lawyers do we have in this country? That said, I don't know, maybe 3-4 million. How many doctors? They say about 6-7 million doctors. How many NBA referees? I'm going to be one of them. Since that, I said to your mom, don't bother him anymore. He's going to be NBA referee.
My first official game for the NBA, my partner gave me the ball, and I'm the one that got to throw it up to start the game. I was so nervous up until I finally released the ball in the air. I'm like, this is just another game between two teams. Let's go to work. Do you remember when New Jersey played Milwaukee?
The whole family went. A lot of customers went to the game also.
There was a hell of a turnout. They just filled up a whole section, and they were embarrassing me. My partners were looking at them like, all those people are here for you? You have more fans than the players do.
I never miss even one game yet. And I watch every game. Doesn't matter if you work in the West and the game start 10 o'clock, to finish 1 o'clock in the morning, still watch to the last minute. You know, my son is in the arena, and he blew the whistle there. It's incredible feeling, incredible. The dreams come true.
I still go to your barbershop to get haircuts because you give me the family discount. And every time there's a customer, you say, hey, this is my son. And the first things that come out of their mouth is, oh, your father always talks about you.
Of course, I'm proud of you. That's why We're very, very proud of you. Very proud. All the family proud.
That's Leon Kogut and his son Murat in New York. Is there someone you'd like to interview? It's easy to make a reservation. Just go to StoryCorps.org. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Katie Simon. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.